Blackstone Audio presents Tonight I Said Goodbye by Michael Corrida. To Bob Hamill, for his teaching, guidance, encouragement, and friendship, I am deeply indebted. Chapter 1. The last time John Weston saw his son alive, it was a frigid afternoon in the first week of March, and John's granddaughter was building a snowman as the two men stood in the driveway and talked. Before he left, John gave his son a fatherly pat on the shoulder and promised to see him again soon. He saw him soon, stretched out in a morgue less than 48 hours later, dead of a small-caliber gunshot wound to the head. John was saved the horror of viewing his granddaughter in a similar state, but the reason for that was a hollow consolation. 5-year-old Betsy Weston and her mother were missing. John Weston told me this as we sat in his house in North Olmsted, a suburb on Cleveland's west side, 5 days later. Weston's living room was clean and well-arranged, but dark, with the window shades pulled, and smelled heavily of cigarette smoke. While he spoke, the old man stared at me with a scowl that betrayed no trace of grief, but plenty of determination. "Listen to me, Mr. Perry," he said, blowing a cloud of cigarette smoke in my direction. "I know my son. He did not kill himself, and he damn sure didn't hurt his family. Have you watched the news? You hear what those bastards are saying? They're saying my son killed his own wife and baby daughter, then killed himself."